The Science of Trust, Emotional Attunement for Couples. By John Gottman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Science of Trust, Emotional Attunement for Couples by John Gottman is a book that explores the importance of trust in relationships. Gottman explains that trust is the foundation of any successful relationship, and that it is essential for couples to learn how to build and maintain trust in order to have a healthy and lasting relationship. He outlines the four stages of trust: building trust, maintaining trust, repairing trust, and deepening trust. He also explains the importance of emotional attunement, which is the ability to understand and respond to the emotions of your partner. Gottman provides practical advice on how to build trust and emotional attunement in relationships, including communication techniques, conflict resolution strategies, and ways to create a safe and secure environment. He also discusses the importance of understanding the different types of trust, such as trust in yourself, trust in your partner, and trust in the relationship. Finally, he provides tips on how to recognize and repair trust when it has been broken. The Science of Trust is an invaluable resource for couples who want to build and maintain trust in their relationship. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Emotional attunement is the key to a successful relationship. Emotional attunement is the ability to understand and respond to the emotions of your partner, and is essential for a healthy relationship. It involves being aware of your partner's feelings, being able to accurately interpret their emotions, and responding in a way that is supportive and understanding. Emotional attunement is the cornerstone of a successful relationship. It involves being able to accurately interpret your partner's emotions and responding in a way that is supportive and understanding. This means being able to recognize when your partner is feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or sad, and being able to respond in a way that is compassionate and understanding. It also means being able to recognize when your partner is feeling happy, excited, or content, and being able to respond in a way that is supportive and encouraging. Emotional attunement is not just about understanding your partner's emotions, but also about being able to express your own emotions in a way that is respectful and understanding. This means being able to communicate your feelings in a way that is honest and open, without being defensive or blaming. It also means being able to listen to your partner's feelings without judgment or criticism. Emotional attunement is an essential part of any successful relationship. It requires both partners to be open and honest with each other, and to be willing to work together to understand and support each other's emotions. When both partners are able to attune to each other's emotions, it creates a strong bond of trust and understanding that can help to strengthen the relationship. Main idea number 2. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling, and are the most destructive behaviors in a relationship. They are the signs of a relationship in trouble, and can lead to a breakdown in communication and trust. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse are criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling, and are the most destructive behaviors in a relationship. Criticism is when one partner expresses dissatisfaction with the other partner's character or behavior. Contempt is when one partner expresses disdain or disrespect for the other partner. Defensiveness is when one partner responds to criticism or contempt with excuses or counter-accusations. Stonewalling is when one partner withdraws from the conversation and shuts down communication. These four behaviors are the signs of a relationship in trouble, and can lead to a breakdown in communication and trust. Criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling can all be damaging to a relationship, and can lead to a lack of understanding and connection between partners. If these behaviors are left unchecked, they can lead to a breakdown in communication and trust, and can ultimately lead to the end of the relationship. It is important to recognize these behaviors and address them in order to maintain a healthy relationship. If you recognize any of these behaviors in your relationship, it is important to take steps to address them and work towards a healthier relationship. Main idea number 3. The importance of understanding your partner's love language. Each person has a unique way of expressing and receiving love, and understanding your partner's love language is essential for a successful relationship. It involves learning how to communicate love in a way that is meaningful to your partner, and understanding how to respond to their expressions of love. Understanding your partner's love language is essential for a successful relationship. It involves learning how to communicate love in a way that is meaningful to your partner, and understanding how to respond to their expressions of love. This can be done by paying attention to the small details that make your partner feel loved and appreciated, such as compliments, physical touch, and acts of service. It also involves understanding the different ways in which your partner expresses love, such as through words, gifts, or quality time. By understanding your partner's love language, you can create a deeper connection and strengthen your relationship. The key to understanding your partner's love language is to be open and honest with each other. Talk about what makes each of you feel loved and appreciated, and be willing to try new things. It's also important to be patient and understanding when your partner expresses love in a way that is different from your own. By taking the time to learn and understand each other's love language, you can create a strong and lasting bond. Main idea number 4. The power of positive sentiment override. Positive sentiment override is the ability to focus on the positive aspects of a relationship, even when there are negative feelings present. It involves recognizing the good in your partner, and being able to look past the negative to find the positive. Positive sentiment override is an important concept for couples to understand and practice. It involves recognizing the good in your partner, and being able to look past the negative to find the positive. This can be difficult to do, especially when there are negative feelings present. However, it is essential for couples to be able to do this in order to maintain a healthy relationship. When couples practice positive sentiment override, they are able to focus on the positive aspects of their relationship, rather than the negative. This can help to create a more positive atmosphere in the relationship, and can help to reduce conflict. It can also help to build trust and understanding between partners, as they are able to recognize and appreciate the good in each other. Positive sentiment override is a skill that can be learned and practiced. It involves being mindful of your partner's positive qualities, and being able to look past the negative. It also involves being able to recognize and appreciate the good in your partner, even when there are negative feelings present. With practice, couples can learn to focus on the positive aspects of their relationship, and can create a more positive atmosphere in their relationship. Main idea number 5. The importance of creating shared meaning. Creating shared meaning is the process of creating a shared understanding of the world, and is essential for a successful relationship. It involves understanding each other's values, beliefs, and goals, and working together to create a shared vision for the future. Creating shared meaning is an essential part of any successful relationship. It involves understanding each other's values, beliefs, and goals, and working together to create a shared vision for the future. This shared vision is the foundation of trust and connection between two people, and it is essential for a relationship to thrive. When two people have a shared understanding of the world, they can work together to create a better future for themselves and their relationship. Creating shared meaning is not always easy, and it requires both parties to be open and honest with each other. It also requires both parties to be willing to compromise and to be flexible in their expectations. It is important to remember that creating shared meaning is a process, and it takes time and effort to build a strong foundation of trust and connection. With patience and understanding, two people can create a shared understanding of the world that will help them build a strong and lasting relationship. Main idea number 6. The role of friendship in a relationship. Friendship is an essential part of a successful relationship, and involves creating a bond of trust and understanding. It involves being able to share experiences, feelings, and thoughts, and being able to rely on each other for support. Friendship is an essential part of a successful relationship. It involves creating a bond of trust and understanding between two people, and being able to rely on each other for support. It involves being able to share experiences, feelings, and thoughts, and being able to trust each other with secrets and vulnerabilities. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to be open and honest with each other, and to be able to talk about anything without fear of judgment or criticism. It is about being able to laugh together, and to be able to enjoy each other's company. It is about being able to be there for each other in times of need, and to be able to provide comfort and support. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to be yourself, and to be able to be accepted for who you are. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to communicate effectively, and to be able to express your needs and feelings without fear of being judged or criticized. It is about being able to listen to each other, and to be able to understand each other's perspectives. It is about being able to compromise and to be able to work together to find solutions to problems. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to forgive each other, and to be able to move on from mistakes. It is about being able to trust each other, and to be able to rely on each other for support. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to appreciate each other, and to be able to show your love and affection for each other. It is about being able to have fun together, and to be able to enjoy each other's company. It is about being able to be there for each other, and to be able to provide comfort and support. Friendship in a relationship is about being able to be yourself, and to be able to be accepted for who you are. Main idea number 7. The importance of creating rituals of connection. Creating rituals of connection is the process of creating shared experiences that bring a couple closer together. It involves creating special moments that are meaningful to both partners, and that help to strengthen the bond between them. Creating rituals of connection is an important part of any relationship. It helps to create a sense of closeness and intimacy between partners, and can be a powerful way to show love and appreciation. Rituals of connection can be as simple as a shared morning coffee, or as elaborate as a weekend getaway. Whatever the ritual, it should be something that both partners enjoy and look forward to. Rituals of connection can also be used to help couples work through difficult times. By creating a shared experience, couples can learn to communicate better and work through their issues in a more constructive way. Rituals of connection can also help to create a sense of security and stability in a relationship, as they provide a sense of continuity and familiarity. Creating rituals of connection is an important part of any relationship, and can be a powerful way to show love and appreciation. By taking the time to create special moments that are meaningful to both partners, couples can strengthen their bond and create a deeper connection. Main idea number 8. The power of repair attempts. Repair attempts are the ability to recognize when a conflict is escalating, and to take steps to de-escalate the situation. It involves being able to recognize when a conflict is getting out of hand, and being able to take steps to bring the conversation back to a more productive level. Repair attempts are an important tool for couples to use in order to maintain a healthy relationship. When a conflict arises, it is important to recognize when it is escalating and to take steps to de-escalate the situation. Repair attempts involve being able to recognize when a conflict is getting out of hand, and being able to take steps to bring the conversation back to a more productive level. This could involve taking a break from the conversation, or using humor to lighten the mood. It could also involve using active listening techniques to ensure that both parties are heard and understood. The power of repair attempts lies in their ability to prevent a conflict from escalating to a point where it is no longer productive. By recognizing when a conflict is getting out of hand and taking steps to de-escalate it, couples can ensure that their conversations remain productive and that their relationship remains healthy. Repair attempts can also help to build trust and understanding between partners, as they demonstrate that both parties are willing to work together to resolve their differences. Ultimately, repair attempts are an important tool for couples to use in order to maintain a healthy relationship. By recognizing when a conflict is escalating and taking steps to de-escalate it, couples can ensure that their conversations remain productive and that their relationship remains strong. Main idea number 9. The role of trust in a relationship. Trust is essential for a successful relationship, and involves being able to rely on each other for support and understanding. It involves being able to trust that your partner will be honest and reliable, and that they will be there for you when you need them. Trust is an essential component of any successful relationship. It involves being able to rely on each other for support and understanding, and to trust that your partner will be honest and reliable. It means being able to trust that your partner will be there for you when you need them, and that they will be honest and open with you. Trust also involves being able to trust that your partner will respect your boundaries and not take advantage of you. Trust is built over time and requires both partners to be open and honest with each other. It is important to be able to communicate openly and honestly about your feelings and needs, and to be able to listen to each other without judgment. It is also important to be able to forgive each other when mistakes are made, and to be able to move forward together. Trust is an essential part of any relationship, and is essential for a successful and fulfilling relationship. It is important to be able to trust each other, and to be able to rely on each other for support and understanding. Trust is something that is built over time, and requires both partners to be open and honest with each other. Main idea number 10. The importance of creating a safe environment. Creating a safe environment is essential for a successful relationship, and involves creating an atmosphere of trust and understanding. It involves being able to express yourself without fear of judgment or criticism, and being able to rely on your partner for support. Creating a safe environment is essential for a successful relationship. It involves creating an atmosphere of trust and understanding, where both partners feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. It also involves being able to rely on your partner for support, and knowing that they will be there for you when you need them. This kind of environment allows for open communication and honest dialogue, which is essential for any relationship to thrive. Creating a safe environment also involves setting boundaries and respecting each other's needs. This means being aware of each other's feelings and needs, and being willing to compromise when necessary. It also means being able to talk about difficult topics without fear of retribution or criticism. This kind of environment allows for a deeper level of intimacy and connection, which is essential for any relationship to last. Creating a safe environment is an important part of any relationship, and it takes time and effort to build. It involves being open and honest with each other, and being willing to work together to create a space where both partners feel safe and secure. With a little effort, it is possible to create a safe environment that will foster a strong and lasting relationship.